following program is recommended for mature audiences. If you're not mature enough to listen to this program, we recommend you go and watch porn for a couple hours. Thank you.
Let no one deceive you by any means.
Reaction is about getting in or facing confrontational, the raised voices, and the non-stop. It's everywhere they go. There's disruption, there's argument, there's raised voices, angry dialogue, insults, controversy, militant atheists.
Many will be deceived. There is no need for you to be deceived. Christ said Jesus indeed deceived. Don't be deceived by Jesus.
Why would God need to test anybody's faith?
What do you know about that? I was going to play a neat sound effect, but I guess I'm not going to now. Hi, you're listening to Reapsort Radio. I'm a little bit late today. Sometimes real life gets in the way of my scheduling. That's right. You know how it goes. I just really wish this would play right now. It's not going to play. What the hell is that? All right, that's not good. That's the crappiest sound effect I ever played. That's a good way to start off the show, isn't it? How you guys doing today? I'm great. Thanks for asking. You're listening to Reapsore Radio on the Uber Radio Network, on reapradio.net, and on reapsoreradio.com, and on Free Thought Radio, and on... I don't know what else. On your back. If you're on your back right now, you're listening on your back. You might be listening doggy style right now, too. That's none of my business, but it could be. Or you could be listening in the missionary position right now. And if you're listening in the missionary position, change it up a little bit, will you? Jeez. You don't have to do it the same way every time. Try something new. Try something new. That's my recommendation. I wonder what they call the missionary style. That's just the name alone is a turnoff. Want to do it missionary style? Oh, yeah, that sounds like loads of fun. Let's do that. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Guess what? Me and my boyfriend did it missionary style last night. Ooh, wow. Big fucking deal. Yes, godlessradio.net. Godlessradio.info and godlessradio.net. And I ordered some really cool godlessradio.net stickers last night from this place. It was like, I think it cost me $40 for 100 of them or something like that. Just two colors, black and white. How many colors do you need, really? By the way, there's an Amber Alert out on Stephen Strange's ass. He worked it off today, and he lost it. So if you can keep an eye out for his ass. I think it was last seen in a convertible license plate number. Just kidding. Kinda. I'm just going to go through the news today. Yeah, because I kind of flaked out on Al. Al's not around, so it's just going to be me. Poor you. And we're going to do it missionary style. Oh, I have to start out. Well, I'm not starting out with this story. This story's sad. I don't want to start out with that. What I do want to start out with, though, where's that story at? I got this right before I was about to come on the air, live action. This is one of the reasons why religion pisses me off. Because, you know, I've mentioned the stem cell research thing before. Well, there's a news article today that I can't find, and there it is. In Los Angeles, two legally blind women appeared to gain some vision after receiving an experimental treatment using embryonic stem cells. Scientists reported on Monday. While embryonic stem cells were first isolated more than a decade ago, most of the research has been done in lab animals. The new results come from the first test in humans for a vision problem. Researchers caution the work is still very preliminary, but... Oh, Mary ran over Steven's ass on the road. Well, cancel the Amber Alert. The study provides reason for encouragement, But plans to now get such a treatment would be premature, said stem cell expert Robert Knopfler of the University of California, Davis, who had no role in the research. So what's he know? What are they asking him for? Last summer, each patient was injected in one eye with cells derived from embryonic stem cells at the University of California, Los Angeles. One patient had the dry form of age-related macular degeneration, the most common cause of blindness. The other had a rare disorder known as Stargardt disease that causes serious vision loss. There's no cure for either eye problem. After 4 months, both showed some improvement in reading progressively smaller letters on an eye chart. The Stargardt patient, a graphic artist in Los Angeles, went from seeing no letters at all to being able to read 5 of the largest letters. However, experts said the improvement of the macular degeneration patient might be mostly psychological because the vision in her untreated eye appeared to get better too. Both patients remain legally blind despite their improvements, said the experts not connected with the study. Why are they asking people that aren't connected with the goddamn study? Quit doing that. One must be very careful not to overinterpret the visual benefit, said Vanderbilt University retina specialist Paul Sternberg, who also is the president elect of the American Academy of Ophthalmology. And the findings were published online Monday by the journal Lancet. The early test was meant to study whether the stem cell therapy was safe in people and whether it would improve vision. Scientists at UCLA Advanced Cell Technology, which funded the work, said they were pleased that there have been no signs of rejection or abnormal growth for months after the procedure. Embryonic stem cells can transform into any cell in the body. Scientists are hoping to harness embryonic stem cells to create a variety of replacement tissues for transplant, but their use has been controversial because human embryos have to be destroyed to harvest the cells. Yeah, right. The latest news comes 2 months after Geron Corporation halted its stem cell-based experiment for spinal cord injuries, saying it planned to focus instead on 2 experimental cancer drugs. Oh, wow, that's encouraging, too. Meanwhile, ACT is pushing ahead with its blindness study. The company said Monday that surgeons in London injected a patient with Stargardt disease last week. So, there you go. Stem cells are doing their thing, and any progress we make there has already been hampered by people who really think that babies are somehow being harvested for these stem cells, and that's not true. Even this article does not go into it enough, telling you it's not true. There's nobody killing babies to get these stem cells, and they're going to be incredible ways that they can help people. And it really, really pisses me off that people don't give a fuck about this. They don't give a shit. They don't give a shit about the people who are alive and how they can be helped, and they don't care about learning so that they know what the fuck they're talking about when they decide they don't want people to use stem cells for this research. They're stupid. They choose to be stupid. Well, they choose to be ignorant. That makes them stupid. Put it that way. Really pisses me off a lot. Okay. There. I'm better now. Rick Perry dropped out of the presidential race, by the way. So I know you all have a party about that already. You guys probably already partied yourselves out over that. Good old Rick Perry, who's a total idiot. So that gets rid of everybody except for who? Romney and Gingrich, I guess, are the two that are really... You have Ron Paul, but I don't know. You know, as many people like Ron Paul, I just don't see him having a chance. Poor guy. And he ain't got many more elections left in him, I don't think. It looks like he's been dead for 2 years already. And, you know, he just doesn't have the voice to be a president. Have you heard his voice? He's got a little wimpy voice. Like, oh, well, I just hope I can become the president. Well, you know what? You can't get to be the president with a voice like that and be effective. It ain't going to work. Oh, you guys need to stop arguing and deal with each other and work things out. It's like, shut up, you little wuss. Nobody's going to listen to that voice. You've got to have a manly voice when you're president. You fuck with us and we'll blow you the fuck up. You gotta be able to do that when you're president. We'll say that. Fuck with us, and we're fucking dead. We'll fucking come over there and kick your ass. We'll get on our boats, we'll sail across the sea, and we'll beat the living fuck out of you. So quit fucking around. That's what you gotta be able to do that when you're president. Ron Paul, go ahead. If you don't stop it, I think we might have to take drastic action. God, oh God. Yeah, Reagan had a wimpy voice too. But he had a little bit of a deep tone to his voice. He was a wimp, but he wasn't, you know, he had a little bit of a deep tone to his voice. Like, hey.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Yes, sir, Mr. Reagan, right away. Yeah, it was kind of like John Wayne. John Wayne kind of had a wimpy voice to him. I don't know, it was like John Wayne made up for his wimpy voice by his, like, swagger. And Ronald Reagan was more like, I don't know, I always thought of him as kind of like a plastic action figure, the way his hair looked and his face. It's like carved out of something. Like one of them totem poles they have outside the cigarette store. So he kind of reminds me of him. He didn't like to have handsome chiseled features. He had like, I don't know, how am I going to speak bad of the dead here? Let me think. He was fucking ugly. He was fucking ugly. I don't care if he's dead or not. He was fucking ugly when he was alive, and he's fucking ugly now. Now he's uglier now, I bet. No, he might look better now. Depends on if he likes skeletons or not. A 10-year-old girl has been eaten by a crocodile as her father watched helplessly. The child swallowed by the giant saltwater reptile after it sprang from a river in Indonesia. District official Victor Mato Watson said the victim was searching for turtles with her father and brother in East, some town I can't pronounce, at the time of the tragedy. Mr. Watton said villagers found pieces of the girl's clothing several hours later, but there was no sign of her body. The girl's father was a few meters away when the reptile attacked, but there was nothing he could do. That kind of sucks. Last month, a boy was eaten by a crocodile in the same river, and villagers living nearby have reported a loss of livestock in recent weeks as well. I would recommend that maybe they stop looking for turtles in that part of the province. You know, maybe that would be the smart thing to do. I mean, you got a couple clues. There's a few red flags here if you listen to the article, or if you read in between the lines, like the part where it says, last month a boy was eaten by a crocodile, that's a red flag. And villagers living nearby have reported a loss of livestock in recent weeks. I doubt if the livestock has run away. I think that it's probably gotten eaten by something, and if I had to guess what it was, it would probably be a fucking crocodile. So I think you could figure that out if you had half a brain. And maybe decide to look for turtles somewhere else. Or maybe don't look for turtles at all. Maybe just stay in your house where it's safe. Or maybe go hunting crocodiles instead. There's obviously some there. It's not like you have to wonder, well, I wonder where the crocodiles are. You have a pretty good idea where they're at. Go hunting for those instead. Leave the fucking turtles alone. They aren't hurting anybody. If the turtles start to attack you, fine, go after them. That's fair. The world's third smallest surviving baby has been discharged from the hospital. Melinda Star Guido. Guido, what a fucking name that is. People really go by that name still? Hold on a second, I can't see what the hell I'm reading. I hate the way it gets dark early, man. It sucks. Turn the fucking light on. Okay, Guido weighed just 9.5 ounces and was the size of a Coke can when she was born at a hospital in America 5 months ago. 5 months ago, we're just now hearing about it? Sheesh. It's lagging. What the hell was I doing here? Oh, there we go. Sorry. Where was I? Oh, here we go. Doctors feared she would not survive any longer than a few days and spent weeks in intensive care. Hey, what's up, Stu? What's up, Jeremy? Let me do this. And this. There you go. But now, Melinda, weighing 4 pounds and 11 ounces, I guess they were waiting to see if she was going to make it or not, has been allowed to go home and was greeted by dozens of photographers outside Los Angeles County Hospital. She was wheeled out in her proud mother. Her mother's name is Haiti Ibarra. Miss Ibarra said, I'm just happy she's doing well and that she's doing better than she was before. Yep. I'm happy that I'm finally going to take her home. County health officials said that according to Global Birth Registry figures, Melinda was the third smallest baby ever born. She was 16 weeks premature and weighed about the same as 2 iPhones. Yep. Dr. Ramathan said medics will continue to monitor Melinda for the next 6 years. Still too early to tell how she will develop mentally and physically, he said. But she's alive, so that's one thing. That's a good thing. It's pretty traumatic when you got to be born early. Trust me, it sucks. You're worried. Yeah. Here's a good one. You listen to Reapso Radio, by the way. La, 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 la. Ready? A 66-year-old man has been arrested over claims a buttock from Saddam Hussein's statue was illegally brought back to the UK after the Iraq War. Detectives from the Derbyshire police said the man was detained on suspicion of breaching the 2003 Iraqi sanctions order. The order governs that the importation of Iraqi cultural property, including items of archaeological, historical, or religious importance, and or governs. The buttock, a 2-foot lump of bronze, was saved from being melted down as scrap metal by 52-year-old former SAS soldier Nigel Spud Eli after he witnessed Saddam's statue being toppled by U.S. Marines in Baghdad in 2003. And he came up with a wonderful idea. How can it be classed as cultural property when it was put up by the biggest tyrant since American history? It's understood that the arrested man is connected to the Derby-based War Art Relic Company. Treble Tap, which is attempting to find a buyer for the souvenir on behalf of Mr. Eli. So he's trying to sell some ass. He's trying to sell a piece of ass. Yeah, he went to Iraq, he got a piece of ass, and now he wants to sell it. Is that capitalism? As well as expressing shock at the arrest, Mr. Eli described the Iraqi authorities claim to be the rightful owners of the bronze. Let me see. The London-born veteran who lives in Herefordshire recovered the memento of Saddam's downfall while working alongside a TV crew in April 2003 and unsuccessfully tried to auction it off in aid of injured troops last year. There's not enough bronze in the world to make a statue of my ex-old lady's ass. That's so noted. He is a pimp. He's pimping out Saddam Hussein's ass. You know, what could be, what's more, I don't know, this is very ironic, isn't it? Saddam Hussein got killed, and now his ass is for sale. His ass is up for sale. They're going to sell his ass. Describing the furor surrounding the buttock as, what is that? Mr. Eli questioned how a piece of metal from a statue put up by a dictator could be classified as a national cultural property. Former British SAA soldier. Okay. The soldier asked, how can it be classified as cultural property when it was put up by the biggest tyrant since Attila the Hun? And the police said the man had been detained on suspicion of breaching Section 8 of the Iraqi Sanctions Order 2003, but had since been released on bail pending further inquiries. Mr. Eli recovered the 24-pound piece of bronze with the help of U.S. Marines. Believes Iraqi officials decided to demand on the return of the war relic after seeing media coverage of its value placed at around £250,000. Holy shit. I don't even know his ass was worth that much. That's an expensive ass. I want the rope they hung him with. Yeah, you can probably get money. You get money for anything these days, you know that? Anything. You can sell fucking anything on eBay. There wasn't even an Iraqi government, and I have since turned it into a piece of war relic art. This is like having a chunk of the Berlin Wall. We were just talking about that. How ironic. And it's part of history, but it's not cultural property. Police have also interviewed Mr. Eli about the statue and requested that he sign a document warning him that if he sold or defaced the buttock, he could face prosecution. So don't deface the ass. Don't deface the ass. That's you know what? That's very profound. You guys can quote me on that. Do not deface the ass. Yep, and I meant every word, too. What's going on? What's going on out there? All right, I got some more stuff to cover, so I'm going to play my like favorite song right now. And then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to cover those things that I was talking about. And hopefully I'll be able to read it better, because, man, this yellow ink is killing my eyes. I ran out of black. All right, like I said, I'll be back. And this is a song called Diamond on a Landmine. And it's got a nice beat, and you can dance to it.
A dozen roses lay on the floor. I saw her friends and I was told she blocked my number from her cell phone. You said we were meant to be. Now this obsession is killing me. Until I have a heart attack, I'll keep on trying to win you back. Alone at last, I can't wait till I'm alone at last. All I wanted was a second chance, second chance to hold you in my arms at last. Forever, forever, I'll walk a thousand miles just to dare, to dare. I'll never steal the love and I'll never let it die. I can bear it when you step, she's a diamond on the landmine. I'm not so sure about this word, but she kept calling me insecure. I tried to quit, but there's no use, 'cause I'm addicted to her abuse. She's in control of everything. I'm just a puppet, she pulls my strings. Denying truth, I'll test my fate and keep on playing this wicked game. Alone at last, I can't wait till
we're not on air, are you?
Yes, we're on the air right now. You're listening to Godless Radio.
Fuck, really?
Yes, really.
Yeah, really. That cracks me up every time I hear it. It cracks me the fuck up. Ooh, don't cuss. Sorry if I offended anyone. I'm kind of waiting for my printer to print, but it's not going to do anything, so. Guess I'm not going to have it print anything. Uh-huh. Doctors in the U.S. have removed a 3-inch nail from a man's brain. Oh, you're listening to Reapsaw Radio, by the way. Speaking of man's brain. After he accidentally fired it into his head. Dante Atello remained conscious after the self-inflicted injury and initially believed he had only brushed his nail gun against his head. The 32-year-old, who is recovering in a hospital, even continued doing handiwork in his Chicago home for the rest of the day and chatted to his family. I wonder what he's talking to him about. But he was taken to a hospital the following afternoon after waking up from a nap feeling ill. I feel ill. Do I look like I have a fever? No, you look like you should be nailed to a stud. An x-ray, revealed that the nail lodged in his brain. But Mr. Atello was still well enough to post an image of the scan on Facebook during an ambulance ride between his home and the hospital. Are you fucking kidding me? What is the world come to? What, the planet Earth is so fucked right now, you know that? This kind of story proves it. The planet is just, we're all fucked. When people are posting pictures of their x-ray of their nail in the, embedded in their brain on their hospital ride on the way to the hospital, what's wrong with you people? Fuck. You know? Don't be doing that. Just lay there and get your treatment. Don't be posting Facebook pictures of nails stuck in your brain. Be normal. Don't smoke, it's bad for you. Is that too much to ask? Just be fucking normal. Send pictures of your brain to Facebook while you're fucking in a hospital ambulance, right into the hospital. God. Next thing you know, people will be waking up in the middle of surgery taking pictures of their shit on Facebook. Oh, yeah, I'm having open heart surgery right now. Here's a picture of my heart. Anybody want to see what it looks like? Wow, cool. 3 likes. Fucking A. Let me see. Let's see. What's this say? Doctors explained the nail had barely missed the portion of the brain that controls motor function, meaning he was able to carry on with his day. Although there are pain-sensitive nerves on a person's skull, there are none in the brain itself. Your brain cannot hurt. Isn't that weird? Following the surgery on Friday, Mr. Atello's wife, Gail, with whom he has 4 children, said he feels good. He moved all his limbs. He's talking normal and remembers everything. It's amazing. It's a miracle. God saved him. God saved him after God made him shoot himself in the head with a nail gun. Man, that's some shit. Isn't that some shit? They had a picture of the x-ray, too, man. It's like it's embedded in his head. I mean, that shit is in his head. Yeah, Stephen Strange saw that. That shit is in his head. It's in his brain. I mean, it's immersed in his brain. Getting a message to install missing plugins to enable audio. It tells me the plugins are already installed. I don't know. Okay, Jeremy. See you later. Yeah, I got to fix the player or something on the web. I mean, there's like 3 different links to get the player. I don't know what's going on with that. Uber Radio has the same player, and they don't have a problem. With more than 800 people waiting, Pastor Rick Warren took them one by one and immersed them in the church baptism pool. During this spiritual rite at Saddleback Church, the pastors hold the people briefly underwater and then pull them out. That sounds like a fun job. I just hold them under there, though. Keep them under. You stand there until you see the light. On that particular day, I was baptizing 858 people, Warren told his congregation. For the record, Rick Warren is the biggest dick. Not the biggest dick, but one of the biggest dicks I've ever known, ever heard in my life. He's just an idiot. He's just a fucking idiot. I don't like him. I don't like him at all. He's a fucking moron. Anyways, on with the story. On that particular day, I was baptizing 858 people. Warren, the dick, told his congregation last fall. That took me literally 4 hours. Wow, so much work holding people underwater for 4 hours, Rick Warren. You must be really tired. Let's massage his arm. As I'm baptizing 858 people along around 500, I thought this. We're all fat. His head's fat, that's for sure. He's got a fat head. But I thought, I'm fat, he said. I'm a terrible model of this. I can't expect our people to get in shape unless I do. Yeah. Warren, considered one of the most influential pastors in the country, delivered the inaugural prayer for President Obama in 2009. You know what? And that just disgusts me. And wrote the best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life. That just disgusts me, too. Now he was embarking on a new mission, curbing obesity at his church. Finally, is he finally going to do something worthwhile with his life besides fucking rhetoric and talk shit and say all kinds of stupid God crap? Warren seems like an unlikely man to lead an anti-obesity crusade because his head is so fat. A fat-headed man with wire-rimmed glasses, he admitted to gaining 90 pounds over the last 30 years and failing at diets. He declined an interview for this story because Rick Warren doesn't talk to anyone. He talks at people. He doesn't talk with people. He talks at people. Like his Twitter account, if you watch it, it's just fucking spout. Is Facebook the same thing? He just spouts off all these stupid little sayings. And yeah, some of them are inspirational sayings, but they're rooted in bullshit. They all come from bullshit. He's just a fucking bullshit artist. He's a fucking prick. He's one of those people making money off other people for doing jack shit. I could stand, you know what? I could all day tweet just fucking shit, just whatever, inspirational comments. All you have to do is look within yourself to find a rose blooming. There you go. There's your inspirational fucking comment. And give me some money. Fucking bullshit. Doesn't even say anything. It's like Chip Coffee's the same thing. You ever go to his page? He says the stupidest fucking shit you've ever heard in your life, and like 999 people like it. It's like, wow. There are 999 totally fucking stupid people in the world, at least. Proof right there. Rick Warren's the same thing. It's all good to be positive, but fuck, man. You know, have some fucking substance. Can't you be positive about things that are real? Anyways, Warren seemed based in Lake Forest, California. Saddleback is one of the largest churches in the United States. It has 8 locations throughout Orange County. It sounds like a fucking McDonald's chain. Warren has a casual style in his ministry. Yeah, he just takes your money. Usually preaching in jeans. Yeah. This fucking thing. The program's name comes from the biblical story about Daniel. How insulting. In the story, Daniel and friends who are Israelites living in Babylon refuse to consume royal food and wine. By eating vegetables and water, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food, according to Daniel 1:5 in the Bible's New International Version. The Daniel program, which started at Saddleback Ranch Church last January, advises how to eat healthier foods, encourages workout routines, and urges participants to join small groups. The program was free. What do you know? No, I'm not a Chip Coffee fan either. A dick. Chip Coffee's a fucking idiot. Warren recruited 3 doctors to develop the plan. Daniel Amen. Is that really his name? Daniel Amen. What the fuck is up with that? Daniel Amen, A-M-E-N. A psychiatrist. Are you fucking kidding me? He had to change his name. Mark Hyman. A family doctor. And Mesmet Oz. A TV host and cardiac surgeon. Is that the dude from the Dr. Oz show? Because he's a fucking retard too. God, that guy is just, he's so full of rhetoric and bullshit. The secret sauce of Saddleback, I don't know if I want to read this part, is we do this as a community, said Amen, one of the medical contributors. It's very different than most health plans where you'll do it yourself. Or do it yourself, or with your wife, you'll get to do this with the whole community. It sounds like a swingers thing. It'll be different than most health plans where you'll do it with yourself or your wife. You'll get to do this with the whole community here at Saddleback Ranch. And we don't do it missionary style either. Studies indicate that people who try to lose weight or adopt healthier habits in groups are more likely to be successful than individuals working independently. It's because other people are telling you, yeah, you know what, you need to keep losing that weight because you're a fat ass. When other people are telling you you're a fat ass all the time, you don't want to be a fat ass anymore. The church was the perfect incubator. This was a way of leapfrogging and getting a social experiment done. Oh, so it's a social experiment now. Yeah. Chiquita Seats said she lost. Chiquita Seats. Man, these names are just cracking me up. Are they going to be making these names up? Lost 125 pounds with the emotional support offered by her small group. Chiquita Seals, a member of Saddleback, said that having a small group was instrumental in her 125-pound weight loss. Also, she gets to wear that hat with all the bananas on it. Her group met twice a month to discuss their health. Each small group has a health champion whom Seats credits with helping me emotionally, physically. The health champion guides the group. This is what we're cooking. This is what we're doing and cheers you on and helps you out. It's not just the food you're eating. It's also mental gain, she said. The church held a race. Cooking demonstration and various workout classes led by Taibo founder Billy Blanks. It overhauled the menu and vending machine products sold at the church and placed symbols to indicate which choices were healthy. Because they can't figure it out themselves. Do I want that Snickers bar or do I want to eat some of that wheat flake shit? Yeah. It's not a diet. It's a healthy, quick scheme. It's not a healthy... quick scheme. It's designed to be a way to create health. At the end of the first year, about 15,000 people had registered for the program and 250,000 pounds were lost. That's a lot of fat. Man, that's a lot of fat gone off the earth. So I guess Rick Warren is doing something worthwhile, even though, I don't know, it's just jaded by his bullshit to me. I'm just not that impressed by him still because he's still a dickhead. What else do I have here? The Pope. Normally, we don't take advice on social media from 84-year-old priests, but let's hear Pope Benedict out on today's annual message on communication. The Pope says that people today are being overstimulated by Twitter, Google, Facebook, and other various internet things, citing the need for some quiet time among all the online chatter. So you guys need to lay off the social networking, because the Pope's getting pissed off at you. Search engines and social networks have become the starting point of communications for many people who are seeking advice, ideas, information, and answers. In our time, the internet is becoming ever more a forum for questions and answers. Indeed, people today are frequently bombarded with answers to questions they have never asked and to needs which they were unaware of. If we are to recognize and focus upon the truly important questions, then silence is a precious commodity that enables us to exercise proper discernment in the face of the surcharge of stimuli and data that we receive. So the Pope wants you to be quiet and not say anything and learn like that. Thank you, Mr. Pope. Very, very, very shitty advice you have there. Does anybody want to guess why the Pope wants you to quit being on the internet? Anybody want to guess? One guess? Two guesses? Maybe three guesses? Anybody want to guess? Come on. Guess why the Pope doesn't want you on the internet. Because the internet is killing religion. That's why. That's the winning answer. It's killing religion because people are asking questions. It's like he says right here. People are asking questions they never got to ask before. And getting real answers to it. And you know what their answers are? It's, yeah, that's bullshit. That's what the answer is. Yeah, that's pretty much bullshit. Oh, yeah, that's pretty much bullshit. Oh, yes, that's pretty much bullshit. People are going, wow, hey, all these questions I had about the church I'm asking, they're all bullshit. Everything's bullshit. I'm not going to church. Fuck church. You don't believe me? Ask the Irish. Ask the Irish what they think of the Catholic religion right now. Just go, just ask some random Irish, call some people in Ireland and ask them, hey, what do you think about the Catholic religion right now? Ask them, are you a Catholic? Hey, are you practicing Catholic? Hey, do you go to church on Sunday? Go ask them. Go ask them, and then when they say something different than what I'm saying, then you can come, you can reap your full of shit. They don't care anymore. Yep. The Pope, of course, isn't completely against going online. In past messages on communication, the AP notes, he has urged priests, Catholics, to spread the faith on Facebook and other social networks and to be respectful of others. And he's the first Pope on Twitter. But this year, he's asking the faithful to take the occasional break from posting online for some silence, to listen and understand. Despite his age, breaking from posting online, Benedict doesn't have a bad handle on what, for example, Twitter is all about. Men and women cannot rest content with a superficial and unquestioning exchange of skeptical opinions and experiences of life. Superficial and questioning exchange. Amen. Very interesting. Very interesting. I'm almost done, huh? You've been listening to Reapsaw Radio. You have been listening to Reapsaw Radio. What am I going to do with my last story? Oh, there's a major storm going on right now, in case you guys didn't know it. This is the weather report. A wave of charged particles from an intense solar storm is pummeling the Earth right now, which may trigger a stunning aurora and cause minor disruptions in satellites over the next 2 days, NASA says. The storm began when a powerful solar flare erupted on the sun yesterday, January 23rd, blasting a stream of charged particles towards the Earth. The electromagnetic burst, called a coronal mass ejection. Yeah, it sounds like it's like the sun jerked off on us is what it sounds like. I don't know why they call it that. It's like the sun just splurged on the Earth. It splooged all over the Earth. According to scientists at the Space Weather Center at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. It's a minor to moderate storm, so we didn't get shot in the eye. Probably in the next 10 hours or so, people at high latitudes can see auroras. This could maybe cause communication errors in the polar caps, but the magnetic activities are probably not too strong. The northern lights displays are especially visible for people in northern latitudes where it's currently night. When a coronal mass ejection hits the Earth... I'm not reading this. It's like pornography. Yesterday's solar flare was rated an M9 class eruption. Sexy. And let me see. Anonymous is threatening to shut down Facebook on January 28th. So, yeah. An online war has begun between Anonymous, the people and the government of the United States. The video begins. There's a video out from Anonymous. While SOPA and PIPA may be postponed from Congress, this doesn't guarantee that our internet rights will be upheld. Following the U.S. government shutdown of the file-sharing site Mega Upload Friday, Anonymous attacked the U.S. Department of Justice website, among others. Monday's YouTube video calls on American people to participate in the hack by downloading Low Orbit Icon Cannon, a tool that successfully used to target the Department of Justice. LOIC crashes websites by sending thousands of information packets to servers. Yep. The video gives instructions for downloading and running the program, as well as a time, 12 a.m. on January 28th, to launch the attack. No time, however, is distinguished. No time zone. Would you like to become part of the greatest internet protest and the first official cyber war? The video asks. Global blackout is ongoing and everyone can be a part of it. Facebook, of course, is one of the world's largest websites, operating through thousands of servers located across the world. In the video, Anonymous acknowledges the difficulties of attacking such a large site. While it's true that Facebook has at least 60,000 servers, it's still possible to bring it down, says the Anonymous voice. Anonymous needs the help of the people. YouTube commenters have raised an important question. Why would Anonymous want to crash Facebook after the site came out against SOPA and PIPA? The video essentially equates the privately owned company with the U.S. government. With no explanation of the linkage, CNET postulates that Zuckerberg took too long to voice his opposition, landing his social network on the spot of potential target lists. That's right. You lagged. We've never heard this threat before from the Global Network of Activists, who promised to shut down the site on November 5th, 2011, over user privacy concerns. Ultimately, no attack was executed, and the loosely connected hacker network called the threat the work of peripheral members. Do you think the threat is serious this time around? I think it probably might be. Hi, Terry. I don't know who's taking over after me, but yeah. I'm done. Thanks for hanging out with me. Sorry I was late. What's the Pope's Twitter feed? I don't know what the Pope's Twitter feed is. Oh, did Anna answer it? Okay, good. Anna answered us all a pile of poo. And I think Stu said something, too, to keep us ignorant. Yeah, that's the reasons they didn't want, that the Pope didn't want us on the internet. And they were both right. Well, I'll accept both answers. I accept both answers is correct. What am I going to play today to wrap up the show? Let me see. I have some... La, 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 la. I don't know what I have. Oh, I know what I have. How about Dead in the Water. There we go. Cue to the top. And cue. And I'm out of here. Okay, I'll see you next Tuesday. Don't forget to listen to the Angry Atheist podcast. Okay, please listen to the Angry Atheist podcast. Don't forget to pass the podcast along. I could use some help, you guys. Pass the podcast along. Sheesh, what's wrong with you? Just share. It's nice to share. All right, have a great day. I'll see you later. Okay. Okay. All right. Over and out. 10-4.